Welcome to the Food Matters Live podcast, where we showcase the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry. We dig deep, we look to the future and the past, and we question everything that we think we know about food. I'm Stefan Gates. I'm a food science writer, TV presenter, and a gastronaut. And this episode is made in partnership with Dutch Spices. Now, it's Allergen Awareness Week, so today we're focusing on allergen-free food. Food allergies and intolerances affect millions of people worldwide. In Europe alone, more than 17 million people are affected by them, and the impact can be serious. Some people avoid eating out, missing meals with family and friends, and endlessly checking food labels. When it comes to something as serious as food allergies, trust is a big issue. We've had high-profile cases in recent years which have shown the devastating effects of what can happen when things go wrong. With food allergies seemingly on the rise, the need for innovation is becoming ever more important. So how is the food industry responding to these safety concerns? Here with me to discuss this are three absolutely fantastic guests. First of all, Piet Bisch is joining us from the Netherlands. He's Business Unit Manager for Export at Dutch Spices, which makes allergen-free seasonings, marinades and sauces. Hello there, Piet.
Good morning, Stefan.
Brilliant to have you with us. And joining us from Finnegan's Farm in County Meath in the Republic of Ireland are Peter Curry, Managing Director at Artisan Wholesaler Gastrome Professional Ingredients. Hello there, Peter.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. And very good to have you. We also got John Smith, General Manager at the Potato Specialists Finnegan's Farm. Hello there, John.
Morning, Stefan. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Great to have you all on the podcast. But let's start off by talking about this in general. So for those of us without allergies or intolerances, understanding the extent to which daily lives are impacted is sometimes a bit difficult. We've mentioned things like avoiding eating out and checking labels all the time. But Piet, what impact can an allergy have on someone's life?
Ooh, can very be difficult, especially for kids. I have a lot of experience with families who's struggling with allergens, especially in restaurants, food service, and private dining at home as well. There are a lot of questions to the butcher shops in the Netherlands. So they're starting with Dutch Spices, with allergen-safe, lactose-free products. And they're going very well at this moment.
And just to make it absolutely clear, what exactly are allergens and how many are there?
There are 14 allergens. Yeah, if you have an allergen tolerance and you eating allergens, yeah, you can very ill. You can die if you take the wrong allergens. This has happened a few years ago in, I thought, the UK, in an airplane. Maybe you know the story about the child.
Yeah, it's awful, horrific story. Really tragic. And I think, you know, it's a tragic story. The good that's come from it is that we are now more aware from allergens, if you can say there's any good that can come from something like that. But it's become something that I think the awareness of everyone has increased. So why are there sometimes issues with ensuring that products are allergen free?
In the beginning, it cost a lot of more money. There was the thought from the butcher shops and the restaurants, etc. But we create allergen-free products for a normal price in the market, if you know what I mean. And there were no issues. And we have very good recipes for everyone. In the beginning, they thought it was less tasteful, that kind of issues. And we create recipes in cooperation with Peter Curry, my distributor in Ireland, and yeah, they're going very well right now. And the example, Finnegan's, they're manufacturing potatoes with our marinades and crumbs, allergen-free crumbs. They're special and they are produced for retail in the island. And we've got very, very good feedback from the consumers.
So, Peter, perhaps first you could explain the types of people that Gastrome Professional Ingredients works with.
Well, currently at the moment, I work with industry. Again, Finnegan Farms, potato producers for retail. I also supply artisan butchers, and we also supply the seafood industry as well with the Dutch Spices products. So there's a wide range of different companies that we would supply here in Ireland. So definitely there is an uptake for allergen safe. We're being asked a lot more questions now with regards labels, label declaration. Can we produce clean label products? Can we produce allergen-safe products? And it's just, there's, I think in a few years' time, it's going to be a big thing here now in Ireland going forward, for sure.
So it's sort of kicking off now. So what's the demand like at the moment? You're saying that there's an uptick.
Yeah, demand is pretty good. Demand is very, very good. People are obviously more cautious now about what they are eating. They are definitely reading the backs of labels now as well. So I think the cleaner the food, the better the food. That's probably what's happening now at the moment.
And so what are the challenges around meeting those needs? Is it partly about communication?
Communication is very important. And again, you touched on it earlier on, is trust. When you build that relationship with a client and you come into them with a product that is allergen safe, well, they trust you. So they do. You know, we can stand over everything that we sell, which is a good thing. And that's the partnership with Dutch Spices as well. I couldn't do this without Dutch Spices and obviously the collaboration that I've had with these guys for the past few years. So we're getting bigger and better and stronger as we go. So we are definitely.
And how about for you then, John? Finnegan's Farm deals directly with retailers. Are you increasingly being asked for allergen-free products, or is it more about knowing and communicating the details of what's already in your products?
So just to probably follow on what Peter was saying there in relation to customers now becoming more aware of what they're buying. They're looking at the back of the pack and they're trying to understand probably where their products are coming from. So to kind of give a background to what we kind of do, we have full control over our raw ingredients, where we're taking our second grade produce from our potatoes or our vegetables and we're processing them in our kitchen, adding value to them and then putting them into the shelf ready packs. But where we now are probably starting to bring it is to the full control now of our seasonings, our marinades, our ingredients that's going along with our own produce. And that's where we're using Peter and Dutch Spices to be able to provide a clean label for the customer that when they do pick it up, they know they're confident in that. One, I'm allergen safe. Two, I'm preservative free. And then three, I have full control over. I know my food is literally coming from farm to fork here. And they're building confidence with producers like ourselves. And probably that request is coming back from the retailers, our customers, which are then coming to us saying, we're seeing this trend now in our customers in the store. Are you able to provide information on the back of the pack that'll give them confidence? And that's probably where we're starting to take it. We're probably a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of where the customer is with regards to allergen safe and preservative free. But when we go to our customers, e.g. the retailers, and we're then providing them with declarations or specs to say that we have 14 allergen safe ingredients here, we have preservative free ingredients, that's where they're then kind of picking up on that straight away to say, this is what we want. We're starting to get ahead of our competition. We're starting to get ahead of where the customer demands are coming from. But we do see it coming down the line fast that people are becoming more aware of what they're eating and what they want to eat. If you probably look at the trends at the minute, vegan is one of them, vegetarian, flexitarian. You know, people want a cleaner diet now. And when they indulge in ingredients like or products that we probably produce, the likes of your gratins, your croquettes, stuff that they can't do at home, they want to be confident that they're eating as clean and as fresh as possible. So that's probably where we're taking our range, and that's our probably unique selling point in terms of that and where we're going with it.
You make it sound pretty simple, but it must be a really complex area just because of the sheer amount of legislation and regulation in this area. Is there a joined up approach across different countries, for example? And how do you navigate any differences between the different countries?
Well, probably by staying in the EU, everyone is nearly off the same legislation and off the same platform. There is probably, as you go between your customers, that's where the varies occur. So even there this morning now, we were in a meeting there and we were discussing what are the requirements with regards to preservatives in a certain product that we were doing. And we were suggesting we need it clean. That's a demand from our customer. And when we go back to Dutch Spices with that, it's not a problem. So they're then alterating product that we're currently doing to be able to provide that for us. So in terms of inter-country or intercontinental kind of legislation, once you're staying within the EU, it's fairly similar. And now the changes are starting to come from the actual customers. That's where they're starting to try and get ahead of the curve, ahead of their competition, and get stuff to shelf that is probably that little bit better or unique selling point for the products.
But Piet, is there a huge amount of differentiation between different countries in terms of the legislation?
For export in in the meat industry. The difference in the UK is the law. The difference in Ireland is that a butcher shop is not allowed to cook the meat in the shop, especially if they have a separate room to manufacturing meat, to a finishing product. And that's why I cooperation with Gastrome and me as well, and that we create recipes for the butcher shops in Ireland. They can use it on raw meat or other products. That's different with the Netherlands. Last week, I visited a lot of butcher shops in the UK, and they must put on a label on this, on the packaging, what ingredients they used. And we support the butcher shops. We create a label for every marinade that we sell to the butcher shop. They have only put a label from the spices with other ingredients on its back with meat. You know what I mean?
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a different law than in the Netherlands, but we created for them with our marketing department.
Now, Piet, at Dutch Spices, you've dedicated yourselves to giving people back, as you describe it, a freedom of taste. What do you mean by freedom of taste?
There's a nice slogan, isn't it? there are millions of people who have specially dietary wishes or requirements. People who wish to follow a halal or vegan diet, or who have a food allergy or intolerance. Dutch Spices make it possible for everyone to enjoy food that's full of flavor. We call this freedom to taste.
Fantastic. So what processes do you go through to ensure that your products are free from allergens?
We are the only one factory that's only produced allergen and lactose-free products. We have a separate factory, a separate warehouse, a separate purchasing. Everything is allergen safe, and we have all the certifications for allergen safely manufacturing products.
And can you tell us a little bit about the certification that you have for your products?
We have all the certifications that we need for supply allergen safe products. We are the only factory in Europe. They have only a separate factory for the Dutch Spices products, and also a separate warehouse, a separate purchasing department. We have all the certification. We have the Simply OK certification. That's for allergen safely. We have the Vital standard. It's very important in respect for the cross-contamination. We have the BRC certification. Dutch Spices produced facility meet the food safety related requirements of the British Retail Consortium, BRC. And we have the vegan. We don't forget the vegan. And we have also the halal certification.
And Peter, I mean, the food system is a complicated affair. There are loads of different players involved in the creation of even just a single product. So just how vital is cooperation with your industry partners on allergens?
Well, it's very, very, very vital. And again, going back to what we were saying earlier on about allergen safe and clean label and ingredient decks and everything else, Dutch Spices has taken the hard work away from me. It's very, very simple that I can communicate to the guys in Holland and give a brief to a customer. Then we relay that back to Holland. And, you know, it's very, very simple that we have that communication open with each other, that we're able to, I'm able to represent the company well here in Ireland and spread the gospel about allergen safe, clean label, whether it's vegan friendly, halal, lactose free, dairy free, all the declarable allergens. We tick all the boxes for every single industry. There's not an industry in Ireland that I can't go into with Dutch Spices. We have a solution for every single application for the retailer. So it's exciting times for us, definitely going forward.
Piet, how do you think legislation could be improved to better ensure the needs of those with allergens are met? Do you think that changes still need to be made?
Yeah, everyone wants cleaner products. You see it also in the retail and the food service as well. Everyone for healthy food, cleaner products, etc., without allergens and without lactose.
And finding better ways to cater for people with food allergies opens up a whole new world for those individuals who are suffering from them. Now, as well as food safety, are there any unexpected positives to using allergen-free products?
Yeah, years ago, there were many 1-2 products that you can buy, yeah? With allergen tolerance, and now you can make a whole meal with all the good stuff from Dutch Spices.
And John, are there any other positives to using allergen-free products?
Well, probably people are becoming more aware of their dietary needs, and that's probably where we're going to start to take it in terms of allergens, and they're becoming more and more common. People are kind of getting a better understanding of kind of what's out there and how it's affecting their body, how it's affecting their digestive system. And in 9 times out of 10, probably some people aren't actually allergic to some of these things, but it's a dietary preference where they don't want it in their diet. And that's probably where people are becoming more and more aware of it. Someone in your household mightn't react great to gluten, so the whole household now is going gluten-free. So that's where kind of allergen-safe and allergen-free food is becoming more and more popular, because of the household rather than the individual. People are changing in a household, are changing their lifestyle to suit the individual. There's no point now in doing 3 or 4 different shops for 3 or 4 different diets in the house. If there's a vegetarian, the house is nearly going vegetarian for 2 to 3 days of the week. And if there's a gluten-free diet in the house, the whole house is gluten-free. We even see it in our own house. That's where it's going. So that's probably one of the biggest trends that we jumped on, is the gluten-free. Our whole site is gluten-free. And that's kind of where the switch over to Dutch Spices occurred, was because they were able to offer us gluten-free products across the board. And that's probably where we made our big switch from. And we're starting to build on that now over the last couple of months, in terms of getting more and more products from Dutch Spices to be able to facilitate our customers' needs.
And what do you think is next in the allergen-free sector? You know, in terms of formulation, are there any particularly difficult challenges that you would like to see overcome, or anything that you're working on that is particularly exciting?
We are now especially busy with marinades and sauces, and we work on the dry ones, the herbs and spice mixes. We produce already for the Netherlands for retail, for Albert Heijn, Jumbo, finishing products with our producers, meat producers in the Netherlands. And that's our next step for the UK as well, and Ireland.
Excellent. Okay, well, Peter Curry, Piet Bisch and John Smith, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode made in partnership with Dutch Spices. If you did, there are hundreds more at foodmatterslive.com. And remember, if you enjoyed the Food Matters Live podcast, you can subscribe via your preferred platform. And if you feel inclined, why not leave us a review? Thank you so much for listening.